Yep. You filled out everything they asked you to. Now we just wait. I know, right? These forms are so annoying. They ask you the same exact questions over and over again. Like, just turn the page. It's not hard. Ugh, whatever. It's dealt with. How are you holding up? I know you weren't a fan of my suggestion to come here. Are you sure? Because you don't seem fine. I can tell because you're bouncing your leg. I know you only do that when you're nervous. Because I know you, babe. You can't fool me that easily. Come on. Hold my hand and tell me what's going on. I've got hand sanitizer. You're not gonna make me sick. I promise, nobody's listening. They're all too busy filling out their forms or watching their kids. Oh, that makes total sense. Going to the doctor can be really nerve-wracking. You're being examined by a complete stranger. There's all sorts of freaky tools to poke and prod at you with, and not to mention you only go when you're already worried about the sickness. The whole place is a recipe for... Sorry, not helping. All I'm trying to say is that I get it. I mean, there's a reason why creepy abandoned hospital is such a stock horror setting. It's okay to be scared, you know? I'm sure everyone here is. Okay, maybe not everyone, but most people don't like going to the doctor. By definition, you only go when you're not feeling well. Be real, it's not childish. I'm serious. Being afraid of the doctor is perfectly normal, even as an adult. I mean, giving a stranger close access to your body goes against all our basic survival instincts. Besides, the doctor brings the most adult horror of all. Bills. Sorry, I was just trying to lift the mood a little. But seriously, these places are always a little freaky. Everything's just so clean and calm, like too clean and too calm. Pure white everywhere you look. It just hits that part of your brain that notices the uncanny valley. Or maybe like a liminal space is a better way to describe it. Whatever the case, it's unnatural. Your brain notices that and puts you on edge. What I'm trying to say is that there are perfectly valid reasons to be afraid of the doctors. You don't have to feel childish for being scared of it. I mean, you completely freaked out when we tried watching that vampire movie together. Did I call you childish then? Exactly. And if I don't think it's childish to be afraid of a fictional monster, then why would I call you childish to be afraid of a real-world thing? Especially one with all these unpleasant associations. It makes sense to be afraid, but at the same time, that doesn't mean you have to get hung up on that fear. Remind yourself that this is the doctors, not a morgue. All they're gonna do is hear out your symptoms, maybe run a few tests and figure out your diagnosis. I promise it won't be anything major. Well, in the off chance it is a major problem, we'll figure it out. The doctor will tell us the next steps to take, and we'll keep doing that until you're healed. Try to focus on the fact that the doctor's here to help you. It's their job to pluck out illnesses like weeds as quickly and safely as possible. If they didn't do that, they either wouldn't have their medical license or they'd be in jail for breaking the Hippocratic Oath. In that case, though, I guess it'd be a hypocritic oath. Sorry, I know that was cheesy. If you think about it, doctors are kind of like the monster characters in kids' movies. They may look or act scary at first, but all they want to do is help. You're not going to run into any Dr. Frankensteins here, just the cute, fuzzy monsters they put on trick-or-treat pickets. I promise you, if the doctor says or does anything that seems fishy to me, I'm going to step in. You know, I can't let anybody take you away from me. I love you too much. So, if you don't trust the doctor, trust me, all right? Good, and if you're unsure about something, you can ask questions. Any good doctor will explain what they want to do and why. It's not like you step in the office and suddenly you're a test subject for the next zombie virus. All I'm saying is if you have questions, ask them. No doctor worth their degree will refuse to answer. Or you can tell me and I'll ask. We're in this together. Of course, I'll be with you the whole time, babe, and you know me. I'm not going to turn away for even a second. A little blood drawing can't scare me off. I've seen way worse. I wouldn't say that, I just have an interest is all. Both in you and in spooky stuff. The macabre is my home, and this is one freaky scene. Was anything I said helpful? Sorry, I know I can get kind of grim sometimes, and I'm trying not to be. Good. Last thing we need is for the scariest part of today being your weirdo goth girlfriend rambling about coffins or whatever. How the heck did someone so squeamish end up falling for me? It's like a moth flying into a campfire. I guess it is a mystery. Until we can get to the bottom of that, let's try to focus on something more relaxing. Well, they always put fish tanks in these places for a reason. They're colorful, low maintenance, and there's always something new to look at. So, the exact opposite of me. I'm glad to hear you don't get tired of looking at me. Jury's still out on the other 2 points, though. Come here, you. Just lean against me and watch the fish. Nothing bad's gonna happen today. I won't let it. Hey, after we get out of here, let's buy ourselves a treat. What? It's good to reward yourself after doing something difficult. Okay, maybe my sweet tooth is also acting up. So what? Am I not allowed to crave sugar just because I look like a Tim Burton puppet? Shh, shh. My cool and mysterious aura is wilting. Just focus on the fish, dummy. I love you. Oh, they're calling you, babe. You ready? Don't worry. We've got this.